Hi, everybody. Thank you for your support as always. The NARCCon podcast is now offering a membership only subscription of the price of a cup of coffee per month for all new and some of the old podcasts going into the membership section. Please join us if you'd like more of this content. We would love to see you there. And to remind you, should you wish to avail of the free content, it is available over on YouTube in both video and podcast form. God bless everyone. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the content that's to come. Hello, everybody, and you're extremely welcome to our channel, NARCCon. If you're new, thank you for joining us. And thank you for all the support everybody gives the channel in relation to liking and sharing. And you know what YouTubers say, subscribing and all of those things keep us making content. So thank you. I always forget to say that, really. Today, we're going to look at a situation in relation to the elderly narcissist. And I'm going to come from an angle that I don't think has been covered at the end of the podcast in relation to what I believe they do, all of them, if they can. We're going to look at how they can be extremely lethal as they come particularly towards the end of their lives because they have, at that stage, nothing left to lose. And everything with the narcissist is about transactional gain, overcoming others and taking from them, remaining in power and control. And I'm going to get into the beginning of why power and control is so important to the narcissist. Then we're going to go through the slightly through the life cycle. Then we're going to look at narcissists, older narcissists that end up losing their power. And then we're going to look at the ones that manage to keep their power. Because like every individual human experience, some people are more intelligent, even if they're narcissists. Some people are born into wealth and power, and some people aren't. So we're going to have a variety and variation of how narcissists end up towards the end of their lives. I can guarantee you they don't end up liked, being liked, but they do end up, some of them, with quite a lot of leverage over people and create dreadful situations as they're about to exit the planet. Remember, narcissists are very, very good at controlling people and situations because that is essential to the way they live their lives. That's their survival mechanism. It's like you and I breathing, and oxygen is extremely important, is the most important thing to us. Well, power and control is the equivalent of oxygen and water to a narcissist because they've predicated their lives on a lifestyle that's transactional and that takes supply from other people. When the narcissist set out as a child, they decided probably they had a controlling parent. Possibly there's a genetic disposition in the family, that there's a lot of that style of character within the family and it can get passed down like anything else. But there has to be an environment in which that character flourishes. So if there is an individual or soul brought down with those type of nuances in their personality or possibilities, seeds, and they are born into a controlling environment and they decide, this is not for me. I'm going to be the one in control. Nobody ever is going to control me. Don't you dare criticize me because I am the best. And they make their fake friend, they make their fake personality and fake mask. And it is essential then in their lifetime to uphold that mask as being superior, as being attractive to other people, as being intuitively, I call it spiritually adept, at knowing the people they're targeting and nearly spiritually feeling their way towards that person's vulnerability, enable in order to manipulate them so that they can take They can suck the energy from those people, and they can suck all of their assets and set them up and use those people as supply tools, basically, as well. When they've finished reaping what they have sown, they actually will use people that they were formerly in relationships with or people around them as flying monkeys to do their bidding so that they can go on and harvest the next person. And I know you know this. So that's the control element. The narcissist has to be able to control the narrative throughout their lives, because it's literally controlling their food supply. So if they don't have control of that, if they're dependent on somebody else to give them what they need, that's not going to work for the narcissist, because they have set themselves up in total contrast to ever being vulnerable. They must be powerful, they're entitled, and they're in control. So that's how important it is to the narcissist. Obviously, nobody can control everything 100% of the time. It's just not possible. And that is the reason, my friends, in my opinion, that the narcissist goes in cycles and exchanges people as they gain control and lose control and need to kick that person to the touch in order to feel superior. And the more pain the person that they kick to the touch is in, the more superior the narcissist feels, fueling them up to go and get more supply or jump on to the next person to parasitically feed off them and destroy them, unfortunately. They're not going to do it as much now. We're getting this information out. Their feeding bouts will be shorter, and the destruction that they're doing, I honestly feel that there's going to be, in the next year or two, a huge spiritual change in the world. Because the narcissists have had it too good for too long. I'll get into that now at the end again. So they're always trying to control situations. I think that I'm not going to labour that point anymore. I think we know that, that control is the vital element. There is one thing that they can't control, and they know that. And I guess you've guessed what it is. They cannot and have no control over their death. Because it's inevitable. They may look for control over how that happens. Some of them do. But they can't actually control the fact that it's never going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's out of their control, the fact that it's going to happen. So let's look at these commungers as they head towards older age, and the two types, one that doesn't have much power as they come to the end of their lives, and the other that is very powerful at the end of their lives. So when they start out, they quickly figure out what works, whether it's good looks, whether you have a somatic narcissist or you have a cerebral narcissist that is very, very good at manipulating people and their emotions, telling them stories, pretending to be somebody that they're not, and using the holographic image that they're portraying to the person they want to suck dry. Or you have the combination, which is even more lethal, of the somatic narcissist that uses their body and their looks, and they have a brain, a cerebral aspect to them, where they can actually use not just their looks, their charm and their bodies, but they can use the manipulation tactics exquisitely on somebody who's unsuspecting. So obviously, they have something that works, and, you know, in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and dare I say, sometimes even into the 50s, they're just licking their lips, they're lashing up supply, they're interchanging people left, right and centre, or they're in a long-term relationship and they're messing around at work, or they have plenty of people on the side, whatever. And it's coming easy. It's easy street. They've learned it. They've perfected it. They know exactly how to do it. And suddenly it doesn't work as well anymore. Particularly the somatics, when the old looks start to go and they go towards people that are younger then, because as we get older, as normal human beings get older, we learn a thing or two about life. We can still be taken in by these creatures, but we do learn a thing or two. So they will go for the younger and the younger generally, because a lot of young people without the experience are not going to be as well up on narcissists. Although I'd say with the, you know, the internet and everything and the information getting out there, please share, I have to put that in, that, you know, our young people hopefully will be more protected than we were. So let's just take the older narcissist that isn't as powerful. They weren't born into money. They made money maybe in their lifetime. They took your money. They lost money. They had magical thinking. They started crappy businesses, crazy businesses that didn't work out. And they've ended up in not a great situation financially, maybe. Maybe they've ended up with ill health. They're dependent, which is just the opposite. That to a narcissist is scary, dairy days. They need to be the ones in control. So those type of narcissists will, if they have family, will totally cause wars, cause fights, will put siblings against each other, whoever's looking after them, their children, their outer family, even carers, they will mess around. They'll make everything complicated. They'll also get the people who are looking after them exhausted, absolutely exhausted. Simple things that they should be able to do themselves, because they're so hungry for attention, they will pretend that they don't know. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Can you do that for me? Oh, thank you so much. You're so lovely. So kind. Or they'll just sit there and look totally helpless and not say a thing until somebody actually comes and helps them. It's pathetic. They may also, the ones without much power towards the end, they may also make up that they have a fortune, or that they have, you know, they own a house somewhere, and they will carrot dangle to everybody to get those people to put out. I mean, people may have been putting out anyway, may have been helping anyway out of the goodness of their hearts, but anybody that they can entice with, oh, I write my will now, I have to do that now, and you know, you've been so good to me, I won't forget you in the will, I definitely won't forget you. And, you know, not everybody, you know, and then they'll use that opportunity to denigrate somebody who has actually been helping them. So basically what they're doing is they're triangulating people with a reward. Now, they're no longer the reward, so they will make up a reward. That's the kind of pathetic, powerless narcissist in old age. And as they're on the way out, let's just take it to the final stages, when they know maybe that it's coming and they're leaving. Well, they will splash a secret somewhere, you know, even a made up one, so that they know when they pass on, they're going to leave a terrible hullabaloo. They're going to send some secret they've kept all their lives, or they'll make something up, like saying, actually, he's not your father, or she wasn't, you know, your real mother, or whatever, you were adopted, or whatever. Will, what do they call that expression when you throw something in and you cause a big hullabaloo? That's what the narcissist will do anyway. It's like throwing a match into a hay barn. They will lick their lips and they will relish the thought of all of the destructive confusion and chaos that they will leave in their wake. And another thing that they will do is, if they have something hidden away and they weren't actually making it up, they leave it to a charity, something, or somebody that the family doesn't know, or the person in the family they most favoured, maybe another narcissist, and the people that actually helped them will get nothing. They'll do something to cause rivalry within the family, and they will feel that it's the, I suppose, their last grasp on control as they exit something that they can't control. But they'll kind of go, well, I'll do this. I won't be forgotten. It's like the memory won't be forgotten is the best they can actually do in relation to their exit. Now, I'm going to get into that with the powerful narcissist's last days. I'm going to get into what it actually is the same as. I'm actually going to compare it to the aftermath of the discard. Because to me, with the narcissist, their passing is just another discarding cycle. They want to be in control of the discard, so to speak. They're saying, ah, no, God, no, no, I'm going to be in control of this. So some of them actually choose how they exit and when they exit. And that, I can't mention it here on YouTube, but I think you know what I mean. And the others, the other part of the discard and the powerless or less powerful narcissists do this as well. It's like just what I said, they leave an aftermath. And the worse the aftermath is, the more they think as they go out, they're going to be remembered, and they don't care how they're remembered. Preferably, you know, oh, as a wonderful, powerful person, you know, a unique human being. But so long as they're remembered and people are going to be in trouble because of what they've done, then they feel powerful as they exit, if you know what I mean. It's like the final discard, the narcissist discarding everybody. So this, honestly, it is mind-blowing to think that there's that level of darkness and evil in somebody that they would like to exit, causing the most trouble. Now, this is actually going on in the world at the moment, in my opinion. The narcissist has lived a life, this is the powerful narcissist, that still retains power in the latter days of their existence here on earth. To the narcissist, it's just another day in hell. It's just another year in hell, the last few years. And when they know this, they're so afraid of the lack of control they have over what they know is coming. They do whatever they can to distract themselves and get the last bit of juice, play the last dark card that they can possibly play, because they don't have anything left to lose. And they want people to feel their exit. They want people to remember them. The only way the narcissist can actually stay alive is in thought after they have left this planet. And they will do, in powerful position, anything they possibly can to ensure that they are never forgotten, because therefore they live on. And that's the essence of them trying to take control of what is in God's hands, them and their passing from this earth. It is the same as a discard. When they are no longer can control, let's say, their intimate partner has found them out, their intimate partner is copping on, and the narcissist has devalued and devalued, has smashed and destroyed and taken the money and done whatever they can on the way out. But they know that they can no longer control the person that they're with. They will make the discard as cruel, as destructive, as destroying as possible, so that they can feel empowered as they exit, and they believe it's their decision to exit, because they cannot look at, first of all, you exiting first is a total no-no. You discarding the narcissist, a total no-no. They have to be in charge of the exit, and they have to believe themselves that it was their decision and they wanted to, not that they had to because they were losing control of you. Now, my friends, what is going on in our world at the moment is the result of an aging, failing, dementia-driven narcissist, in my opinion, who is as dark as they come. Camouflaged very well, supported by the darkest of the darkest of people. This narcissist does not care for future generations, does not care for their own family, their own family's children. This is all about the narcissist playing their last card to amuse and distract themselves, to buoy themselves up and feel powerful, to end the world, to hopefully cause World War III. I cannot keep quiet about this, and I know a lot of people are speaking out about this. I cannot believe that this is possible, that this would happen, that a fascist regime could start in the most powerful democracy on earth. It is soul destroying. Narcissists are attempting, and I even look in their eyes and I can see it in the supporters of this demon. It is unfathomable. But I do believe that people will rise up, that it is bad enough, and that this has to come to an end. I cannot believe that one person is able to have that amount of control, that the laws are overridden, that people aren't. I know people are. People are marching. People are protesting. In the whole world, people are protesting at the senseless, needless killing that is going to escalate on all fronts if this demon is not stopped. And I think you know to whom I am referring. Please, if you... This is nothing to do with politics. This is spiritual. This is a spiritual war that we are in. And it's actually, I believe, been coined by the individuals who are perpetuating these crimes. Is being called some type of a spiritual war? Well, I'm telling you, it's dark. It is a dark spiritual war that these people are in charge of. It is not for the greater good. People of different religions, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, and whoever I've left out, good practicing people do not hurt other people. Good practicing people try and work together, try and have empathy, try and compromise, try and make progress. They do not attack and kill each other. There is no justification for that type of behavior. That's murder. It is murder. And it's bringing murder to everybody's lives. It's bringing destruction and distraction and sorrow and pain to everybody's lives. And this aging narcissist is enjoying the last hurrah, knowing that it could be Armageddon, that it could bring apocalyptic times, and relishing the fact, because they've nothing to lose, they're on their way out anyway. So why not go out with a bang? You know, this isn't, again, about politics. It's not about one political party over another. This is a spiritual, demonic presence that needs to be stopped. So from my own perspective on a spiritual kind of a knowing or energy, I firmly believe that we're going to have to go through difficult times, but I really feel that it's the end of the dominance of the narcissistic era that has come to a point where it's bursting, and it has burst out. So please don't pick and choose your narcissist just because you, say, support a political party, or you're anti, you know, you're a religion and you're anti that religion or this religion. Look at the behaviour of the individuals involved and ask yourself, can you morally live with that type of behaviour? Ask yourself, what type of a world do you want to leave for your children, or any world at all? Because these narcissists don't give one hoot about generations to come after them. It's always and always has been all about the narcissist. Nobody else matters, not their family, nobody. So I just needed to say that I cannot have a platform or channel about spiritual warfare without mentioning the greatest Satanist since Hitler, in my opinion. It's only an opinion. Let me know what you think. If you don't agree, don't agree. But please think hard on this, because we need to leave the world at least alive for our children to make their own decisions about. That's it for now. That's the danger of the elderly narcissist in the final chapters of their lives. They all do it in whichever way they can. It's just extremely unfortunate if they're in a powerful position towards the final chapter, because they can actually destroy our planet.